I eat no for breakfast, Kamala Harris defends abortion rights as fundamentally American in interview with Lightyear star Kiki Palmer. By Charlie Spiering on July 4, 2022. Vice President Kamala Harris traveled to New Orleans on Saturday for an interview with Pixar's Lightyear movie star Kiki Palmer, speaking primarily about fighting for the right to an abortion. Harris encouraged abortion supporters to stay active and engaged in politics and not get disillusioned by the Supreme Court's decision overturning Roe v. Wade. "Don't hear, it can't be done. Don't hear, nobody like you has done this before," she said. "I like to say, I eat no for breakfast." Palmer, who conducted the interview with Harris, voices the character Izzy Hawthorne in the Lightyear movie, a lesbian character who shares a same-sex kiss on screen. During the interview, Harris spoke about her concern about the Supreme Court ending abortion rights for women, calling it outrageous on every level. "What essentially has happened is the statement has been made that the government has a right to come in your home and tell you, as a woman and as a family, what you should do with your body," she warned. Harris participated in the interview as part of Essence Fest of Culture before returning to California for the rest of the Independence Day holiday weekend. She argued the right to abortion was fundamental to the founding of the United States. "We have to recognize we're a nation that was founded on certain principles that are grounded in the concept of freedom and liberty," she said. Harris also compared abortion to slavery, recalling the government once tried to claim ownership over human bodies. "We had supposedly evolved from that time and that way of thinking," she said. "So this is very problematic on so many levels." Harris also expressed concern that low-income mothers would miss work if they had to travel to another state to get an abortion. "We're looking at the fact that if she works, which she probably does, she's going to lose time from work, potentially without leave, without paid leave," she said about pregnant mothers. The movie Lightyear tanked at the box office, as moviegoers were turned off by the film's woke agenda and the decision to replace voice actor Tim Allen with actor Chris Evans. Harris previously promoted the movie with Palmer and Uzo Abutaba at the Naval Observatory, hosting a screening of the movie with a NASA astronaut. Harris spoke about the importance of multitasking as vice president but did not mention the migration crisis on the southern border once. "For me and for the president, one of the biggest issues that has been treated as maybe a small issue is anything that affects children," she said. "I think, you know, sometimes in public policy, I think folks think because they're small people, it's a small issue. No. If you impact in a positive way the needs of a child, the entire community benefits for generations."